Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I don't know if you're trying to communicate with me nonverbal, but I'm pretty sure you aren't, because the indications that I'm picking up right now is telling me that you are not happy. For whatever reason, you aren't happy. Why aren't you happy? Hey, that's a rhetorical question. Because I know the answer. It's all right. It is okay. It's that time again. It is that time again. And no, it's not that time, but it's this time. Yes, just communicate with you nonverbal. Noobs, just chill, relax, sit back, and you will eventually come to, or somebody will tell you what's going on, or you'll figure it out. It's okay. Just relax. Chill. No, it's not that time, but that time is coming up. This is the other time. Communicated nonverbal again. Yeah, it's that time, and it's coming up again. However, I can't say that I'm ready. Oh, I can't say that I'm not prepared. I'm just gonna say that every time this time comes around, it always comes, well, not necessarily always. It usually comes around at a time where I'm just, why today? Why this day? Why this day? It's like bad timing. It's like the timing's off. It's like the timing is just a little bit no good. A little bit no good. But that's fine. That's okay. I can deal with it. It's not a big deal. And it's definitely not like I'm complaining, and it's definitely not like I'm ranting and raving. No, I'm gonna stay calm. I'm gonna be calm. And I'm just going to continue this calmly, because calm and being calm and doing it calmly is the thing that I'm going to do. It's that time again. And no, it's not that time, as I keep referring, but it's this time. And what time is that? So calmly. And what time is that, do you ask? Well, let me answer you verbally. Let me answer you so you can hear. Let me answer you so you can get it. Of course, these are to my peeps that don't communicate with me nonverbal. I'm just going to put in a recommendation. And the recommendation is you probably should start communicating with me nonverbal, or maybe you should get someone to teach you to communicate nonverbal, or maybe you should just be able to pick up on the nonverbal clues, context clues. Work on that, and it'll be better for everyone. It'll be better for everyone involved. So that's what I'm gonna recommend, and that's what I'm gonna present you with. Whether or not you work on it, whether or not you learn how to communicate nonverbal, whether or not this helps you grow as a person, that's not on me. But you can't say that I was not looking out for you. You can't say, well, you can say it, but it cannot be true. Exactly. You can't say that I was just looking out for me, and I was just a me person. No, that's definitely not the case, and that is definitely not why I'm here, and it's definitely not why we're here. But it's that time again, and this time that I refer to is the pressure, just air pressure, that is, not pressure, but air pressure leaking out of my tires. Yeah. See, noobs, you probably wouldn't have got this, and I'm pretty sure you didn't get this. However, people that's been down, not since day one, but been down for a long time, that can communicate nonverbal and do know what's going on. You knew because we just communicated nonverbal back to each other. It's like, yeah, you knew. And I said, yeah, I know you knew. But now everybody knows. Verbal communication. It's that time again when the weather just changes. The weather is different, and having it go from one extreme to another extreme, or having it go from, let's say, cold to colder, from okay warm to cold, pressure, air pressure tends to leak out of run flat tires. And I have run flat tires. I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna rant. I'm not gonna rave about my run flat tires. This has been well documented. There are gonna be a few things that I'm gonna rehash. There's gonna be some few things that I'm gonna point back. I don't know what that means. That I'm gonna bring back up. I know what that means. But I'm not gonna rant and rave about the run flat tires, because I can recall, I remember, oh, I can't do it calmly anymore. I can't do this calmly anymore. I need some excitement. I need the epic journey. I need to be not bored. And being calm is just boring, and I'm boring. And I'm boring with the calmness. I'm bored with the calmness. So calm, you gotta go. Calm, you're out. I'm not gonna rant and rave about the run flat tires, because I've pointed that out. I've mentioned the run flat tires so many times, but I do appreciate my run flat tires, because I can remember the time before the run flat tires. Just volunteering. During my volunteering days when I was in college, volunteering, and I was going to place where I worked at, and yes, work is in air quotes, because it wasn't really work. I just want to do everything I can to help, and I was going to help. And this is a place where I went to every day, either before school or after school, to help. It was before school, after school, up. And this was one occasion where I was going before school, and I'm on the highway driving. It's cold outside. It's extremely cold. There's snow everywhere. Snow wasn't falling this particular day or this particular commute to said establishment. It wasn't not this particular day. And I'm just driving fast, and I'm also in a place, because I definitely have to make this known, also in a place, in an area where people know how to drive. So there wasn't one brief second or moment where I was just in danger, in fear of somebody else just driving, somebody else just slipping and sliding in the snow and the ice, and just causing a multi-car pileup, or doing something to put other people in danger. We all just connected. We all just together. We all just like, hey, I'm commuting, you're commuting, we're all commuting, traffic's flowing, and everybody's going with the flow of traffic, and it's just, it's calming. It's relaxing. It's being one. So I'm just driving. I'm in the fast lane, just going with the flow of traffic. And this is a five and sometimes six lane. Or I just said 12 lane highway. You have six going one way and six going the other way. And I'm on my way, and I'm going north. And I'm all the way over. Not in the super duper fast lane. Well, I should say I'm not all the way over left. I'm sort of in the next lane over. So it's still a distance away from the far right lane and being able to turn off or being able to exit. And I'm just going with the flow of traffic and just listen to my jam, listen to my song, getting myself in the mood and the zone. I'm about to go and help other people. I'm about to do something that makes me happy. I'm about to do the things that make me feel good. And I'm listening to my song in the car and I'm making my chest pop. And I'm like, ooh, 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 making my chest pop. And I'm feeling good. And I'm happy. And then all of a sudden, I just feel it like this doo-doo. Just all of a sudden, I feel a doo-doo. And then my car is just like driving really funny, weird. And you know, me being an expert, me being a car expert, me having so much ample knowledge when it comes to when cars don't work right. When cars don't work right, when something's wrong, when some danger is about afoot, I can sense that. I know. It's like danger, danger, uh-oh, uh-oh, danger, danger, uh-oh, gotta go. Danger, danger, uh-oh, gotta get over. So my car is just like rocking weird. And me being an expert when things go wrong, and me having my basic knowledge of cars. And yes, this is past the point where I know about the engine and putting oil and the water and all this stuff. Yeah, we some years along now. We some years along. So I have all of this in my memory. I am able to recall all of this, so that wasn't the problem. So I'm like, dude, 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 I'm driving a car, and it's weird. Like, so my initial thought is, I got to get over and exit, or I got to get over to the shoulder. Basically, I was thinking, I got to get over and exit. Shoulder was last resort. And as soon as the car started rocking, I was able to just get over to the right. Then there's another car coming. I let that go by. Get over to the right again. And then there was one car that saw me in danger, danger. And they slowed up and they let me get over. And it was magical. It was magical. It was magical in a sense where other people recognized the danger that I was in, and they just swiftly avoided, and they swiftly just let me do what I got to do to get off. And I didn't screw up. I didn't screw up the flow of traffic. I didn't mess with anybody else's commute. I didn't make it any better, and I didn't make it worse. I was just a story to tell when they eventually got to work. Yeah, I was driving on my commute, and this guy, something happened with his tire blew out or something, and yeah, it was weird. It's just tire just blew out, something like that. So I provided a story. Anyhow, let's focus. So yeah, I was able to avoid. I was able to not hit or do any more damage to the car or do damage to other cars. And I was able to pull off and exit. And I didn't go too far because it's a flat tire. It's a flat tire. You don't want to destroy the rim. And see, even with my little automobile knowledge, that's common sense. That's common sense. That doesn't require an expert or an expert to figure that out. Doesn't require a genius either. That's just common knowledge, common sense. I was able to exit, and I stopped, and I, once again, it's cold. Once again, it is super duper cold. It's cold. I get out, and I, of course, change the tire, put the donut on. Changed the tire, put the donut on, looked at the clock, and I was like, oh no, I still have to get where I'm going. I'm just going to have to on a break or take a break when I get to where I'm going and say, hey, I need to go and fix the tire, or I need to go and buy another tire, or what have you. But after changing the tire, I called and I let them know, like, hey, I'm running a little late. I should be there in, you know, X amount of time. Well, actually, I should be there in about 30 minutes, because that stop kind of threw my commute off, and I at least had about 30 more minutes to go. So that put me at being 30 or so minutes late. And no, this is not my late. This is like real late, because my late was showing up 15 minutes early. That was my late, showing up 15 minutes early. This was like the real late, like 30 minutes after when I was supposed to be there volunteering and what have you. So I changed the tire, got back on the highway, and you can only go so fast with donuts. You can only go so fast with donuts because the whole imbalance issue of weight issue. See, this is where my lack of knowledge shows. This is where I would say my lack of knowledge shows. So I get there, and I'm like, so the people happy to see me, it's like, yeah, you made it. I said, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry for showing up late. It happened, you know, it won't happen again. Next time I'll just try to leave earlier. It just won't happen again. So I'm extremely apologetic. And it was like, so, and I remember the lady I work with or work under, she was like, so what happened? You know, she was concerned, because out of all the times volunteering, out of all the times going there, out of all the times being there, never late. Because hey, my late is 15 minutes early, I should say. My late is 15 minutes early. So if, yeah, pretty much, exactly. And I told her, I was like, yeah, I would have made it on time, but I was driving, and upon driving, my tire blew out, and I had to change my tire. Well, my tire blew out when I'm almost all the way over in the fast lane. So I had to get all the way over to exit and, you know, change the tire. And then I called you, and then I came on my way. And I was like, I thought it was no big deal, but so many people, after me telling that story or what happened, they even wonder, why did I come? It's like, why did you come? I was like, because it's only a tire. It was only a tire. I changed the tire. I'm here. I want to be here. I want to be here, and I'm just not going to let this, you know, I'm not going to let this ruin a day. I'm not just like, and how about, can I get a few extra minutes or extra time for, you know, a break or something, so I can go and buy or get a new, you know, get a new tire to fix that one. I was like, oh, sure. And then, you know, she was telling me about, if it was her, she would have been nervous. And, you know, we had that conversation as well. And so I was like, I didn't think it was anything, you know, out of the ordinary. Didn't think it was anything out of the ordinary. But see, I did not have run flat tires. Now, that's all I live by. Run flat. Granted, as I said, run flat this time of year, it usually happens this time of year when the weather is like cold, and it goes from maybe okay cold to super, super cold. Air pressure has a tendency to leak out. And when air pressure leaks out of run flat tires, it sets off all kinds of bells and whistles in the computer system of your car. And the computer system of your car, like, lets you know, it's like, your tire is low. Either you have a flat or your air pressure's out. Somebody leaked out your air. Basically, it just tells you it recommends you drive a certain miles per hour. And then, you know, it puts in so many countermeasures in it. It puts so many countermeasures in it. And then there's like steps and there's things that you have to do to go ahead and clear that alert and clear that alarm. And that's the one thing about run flats that, like I say, I'm just going to woosah. Because I don't have to change a tire anymore. No, got run flats. I don't have to keep a tire in the trunk. No, don't have to change the tire in the cold. No, but I do once a year, sometimes twice a year during the winter, re-pressurize my tire. Put my wheels in the recommended pressure. Air pressure? Yeah, I believe that's it. Air pressure. Then go in my computer system and go through the reset tire pressure thingy majig and press the okay and just go through all those little steps and stuff and then have my car still and then go a little bit and then stop it. And it's just a lot of steps. It's a lot of things to do. But like I said, I'm not going to rant and rave about it because I remember the last time when I had to change my tires. It was so cold. My hands were so cold. My fingers felt like they was about to fall off. And then when you hit your cold hand on ice or you hit your cold hand on metal, it doesn't feel good. It's not pleasant. I was just listening to my music, making my chest pop, about to go do what I love to do, what I like to do, but I just got sidetracked. I had to do something else, but doing something else didn't require me to just continue driving, but just drive a little slow. Continue driving, but drive a little slow because your tire pressure is low. Your tire pressure is low, so you might have a flat or it might be cold. I didn't have that option then to have run flat tires. I didn't have run flat tires. I had regular tires. If anything, if I'm going to whine, if I'm going to complain, if I'm going to rant and rave, I'm going to do that with regular tires. Yeah, they feel good on the road. Regular tires, yeah, they don't cost as much. Regular tires, yeah, you have to change it. Yeah, you get all up. I feel like a human because I change tires. I feel like a human because I change tires and I know a lot of stuff about cars. No. I don't want that anymore. I'm going to take the run flat tires. I'm going to take putting air pressure and resetting and doing all that stuff maybe once, probably twice a year, and just going through all the little steps and jumping through all the bells and hoops, because even though I'm doing that, you know what I'm doing it in? I'm doing it in a warm car. Even though I'm doing that, you know what I'm doing it in? I'm doing it in air temperature that I like. Even though all that's taking place, I'm doing it and I can still listen to my music and make my chest pop and don't have to worry about hitting my hand anywhere and like, oh, my finger feel like it fell off. Oh, I just think I broke my finger. Oh, I can't feel my hand. It's so cold. It is so cold. I don't have to go through any of that. So why? That's why I'm not going to complain about no run flat tires. You see me complaining about some run flat tires, you better check my temperature. You know why? Because I ain't feeling well. And I ain't feeling well. I'm just saying stuff to say stuff. And when I say stuff to say stuff, it's because I'm not feeling well and I'm a little sick. And if I'm a little sick, that means I'm a lot sick, because that's the only time something like that's going to take place. And it's definitely, I just might be sick. It might be sick. I might be really, really, really sick. If I'm talking real, real bad about Champions League. Yeah, I know what I said about Champions League in the past, that it ain't the same, that things are different, but it's still Champions League. It's still the best of the best of the best of the best. Compared to anything else, especially international football, Champions League is where it's at. So if you see me or if you hear me talking about Champions League is garbage, Champions League isn't what it used to be, that might be true, but it's still on top. It is still number one. It is still all of the league's best of the best of the best. And so, definitely not sick. So come on now.